This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have Dr. David Summers with us. He is the chairman of the company, Angiosoma. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN. Dr. Summers, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's good to be here.
Hey, give us a little bit about statement of what you guys do and who are you?
Well, thanks. We've got the only real treatment for peripheral artery disease, and it's in its middle to final stages. Peripheral artery disease is the old disease commonly called back in the old days hardening of the arteries. It's atherosclerosis. It's plaque that gets into the arteries,
right?
Clogs them up. Blood flow. Yeah. And if you can't get blood flow, you can figure that out. If you get a cut or a bruise or some type of injury, it won't heal. Eventually, if you don't do something about it, get circulation reestablished, gangrene sets in, just for the long and short of the short answer.
That's not good.
Not good at all. You'll be calling you Peg. You get a wooden leg.
So let me ask you this. How are you guys progressing or getting your lead product to the market? Can you bring us up to speed on your lead product?
Well, we've done everything except get the funding that we're looking for right now. We've got the principal investigators lined up. We've got the investigative site lined up. We are trying to hire a CEO that will finalize everything. He's supposed to bring with him the investment money that's going to take us through the final phase of the clinical trials for the drug, phase three. We've already completed.
Is that Kenneth Stevenson?
Yeah.
Okay.
We made him an offer. I'd hoped he could be here, talk a bit. We're still finalizing negotiation with him.
But
we haven't actually completed the agreement with him.
Very good. Now, the product that you guys done, you've already done phase one, phase two. Where are we at? Have we started phase three trials yet?
Started them as far as getting the FDA to review the protocol that was proposed to the FDA. But we haven't actually kicked off the actual trials, because you got to have the money in the bank before you start that. You can't get a CRO to go out and start lining up investigative work and contracting with the hospitals without getting him some kind of guarantee. So it's been slow, and one of the reasons it's been slow is that we had to put. We merged Angiosoma into a public company. That's how we got our public status. Once we got into the public company, we found there was some stock that we didn't realize was outstanding, and it began to come in when we started. We had stock up to over a dollar, and then these guys began to flood the market.
Absolutely. Like they usually do, right? They're selling into it, and they start diluting it, and price goes down.
Yeah, I think we're out of it. I think basically they've driven it down about as far as it goes. I think that once you're out of the stock, it will bounce right back up to where it was before, over 50 cents. When we merged, hopefully that we'll get it up higher. So that's one of the problems that slows us down. We've had to hire investor relations guys to go out and try to find that stock, make offers to get it off the market, that kind of thing.
My guest today is Dr. David Summers. He's with the Angiosoma. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN, currently trading around 10.5 cents. Let me ask you this, Dave, while I got you on the air here. The Indio Vasc, you guys acquired a lot of patents from them. They used to have a product in the market on GNC stores, and the revenues were about $10 million. Will you guys bring those products back on the market to the retail on GNC?
I don't know if we'll go back to GNC. We could. We have a good relation with GNC. We'll just have to see. I've got a guy that's running it. We just hired him. He's an exercise physiologist out of the University of Colorado, and a young man by the name of Dale Greenwald. And I say young man. He's a middle-aged guy, and he knows his way around. We'll have to see what he wants to do. I think he wants to take – I was about five products ever as I conveyed into – the subsidiary, and he wants to come out with a little all-natural sleep aid, first of all, on a direct sales basis and test the market before he comes back. You have to get the exercise physiology market is a specialized market. You need to be able to show up at all the trade shows, the Mr. Olympia, Arnold Schwarzenegger, big deal once a year, and these other things, and so we're going to get started with one or two of the other products first, and just see how what we can do by getting a good social media market going.
Let me ask you this: in 2017, I want to talk about your forecast here in a second. But do you guys have anything else that you guys are getting ready to go into phase one or phase two, bringing? Because you guys are a clinical stage biotechnology. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, we're bringing in, updated the Omnicath, which was a plaque scraper catheter.
Okay.
Goes into the blood vessels and scrapes plaque out and sucks it out. I invented that about 15 years ago. I wasn't able to get it commercialized, but now we have added some bells and whistles to it. The ability to see what you're doing for one thing, direct vision, and the ability to bore through very, very hard plaque. It's called the Omnicath 2. That's coming out as soon as we can get it on the market. That'll be a 510K. Those are 90-day turnarounds with the FDA. We've got stents, coated stents. We've got a little tiny catheter filters that catch the clots that are broken up whenever you break up a thrombosis or whenever you go into the carotid artery to dilate that when you have a carotid occlusion. We have a little filter that opens up like a parachute downstream in the blood flow to catch any debris before it gets to the brain. We have a number of things like that we're ready to bring on that are devices that are 510K or 505B2 approvals, that kind of situation with the FDA. So, we have about 10, 12 other products that we're just sitting on.
So can you give us a little bit of forecast of 2017, what our listeners can expect? Do you see any revenues in the near future?
We may have a tiny bit of revenues toward the end of 2017 from our devices that are going into a much faster FDA approval. I think that by the end of the 2017, we will just be finishing up phase three. But for gosh sakes, Everett, the market for a drug that's effective in this could easily do $1 billion a year just in North America. And by the way, we don't just have it as an injectable. Injectable means it's a IV or needle injection. We're developing a transdermal patch that will deliver this drug, and that's been the big problem with this drug in the past is that it's so unstable in the body that that's why we had to put it into the liposome encapsulation. But if we can do it in a patch, that's even better.
Absolutely.
So that's going to come onto the market. That'll be on the market before the end of the year, but I doubt if we're going to have any revenues to speak of. Even though those are billion-dollar markets, I don't think we're going to be able to get everything out there and you know, and get enough sales out there that we have some revenues. It's going to be a real hard push. You know, we still got to get our new CEO in place, and she's got to bring some ancillary help. Although we've got this company called Ahoyo Capital Partners, they're out there looking for a major player that would be like Big Pharma, that would take our Laprostin on and finance phase three, with the provision usually that if it's successful, they'll come in and buy the company or buy the product outright, that kind of. If that happens, then we'll probably have some substantial revenues into the company. They won't be sales revenues, but they will be licensing and equity revenues.
My guest today has been Dr. David Summers. He's with Angiosoma. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN. In closing, Dr. Summers, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, just, you know, for anybody who's looking for investment opportunity, this has got to be one of the biggest in the country. But bear with us until we get these short sellers out. And we're not going to try to do much of anything until we get this loose stock out of the market. And so that after that, we only have approximately 35 million total in outstanding, and so it should be very easy for that you know, for the stock to go back or go to an over a dollar share during this first year.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to check back with you guys in about 2 months, and we'll see how you guys are doing.
Thanks, Everett. I enjoyed talking to you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.